Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Monday, October 27th. It is 5:30. I can tell someone's been messing around with stuff in my studio.
Why?
What my happened? Mic sounds different this morning. Does it sound different to you?
Yeah. Doesn't mine sound different now? Hello?
I don't
know.
You're
coming in hot now.
Oh, am I? Because
yes.
In my ears, I just feel really tinty, and that means nothing if you probably aren't on radio. Well, maybe it does, but does it sound tinty to you?
A little bit, and I feel like I'm sounding so much low because I can see the levels on the board and how high we come in. You're in the red where you're usually yellow, and then I am like low when I compared to you. It's really weird.
Yeah, this is weird. Well, I came in and I knew someone was in here. You know, like I set stuff up a certain way when I leave. I clean up and leave it, and I came in and my microphone was like this way, like it was all weird. A chair was all moved, and I was like, okay, they definitely were working on something in here, which I'm so glad because we were having like audio issues on Friday. But yeah, it definitely sounds different.
You don't like it, do you?
I don't. But you know what? This is the only way that we kind of figure out what we like and we don't like, right?
Yeah, for sure. We got to test everything out and report back to tell them, hey, this is wrong, this is right,
etc. I'd rather go back to the other way.
Really?
The reason why we were having problems was because my mic was cutting in and out.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if changing the levels is preventing that or what.
I don't even know what they did to begin with.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's okay. We'll get
it's
through
Monday.
It.
How you doing? How was the weekend?
The weekend was great. I was so busy. We had ComplexCon Saturday and Sunday, and then I went to a Filipino party at Seafood City on Friday, which I'll talk to more about. But ComplexCon was fun because I bumped in to your husband, Mercedes, and it was so funny seeing my husband and your husband just geek out like they're at Disneyland.
Aw, they had a good time, and my daughter was there too, and she said she had fun with you guys.
It was so fun, and then at one point in the group, because there was two of your guys' other friends there too, it was just Matt and James just going off about all the celebrities they bumped into, and it's funny because like the celebrities in their eyes and my eyes, I'm like, who is this Nigel person?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So James and Matt were geeking out over like the shoe influencers and the sneaker world and stuff like that. And like Matt shows me a picture of him and Nigel. He goes, I'm a Nigel. I'm like, that is awesome, Matt. I'm like, meanwhile, I have no clue.
Like, who's Nigel?
But yeah, it was nice to see them like in their own little Disneyland and just having so much fun.
Yeah, yeah. They had a great time this weekend. The plan was for me to go out there and I wasn't feeling like sick or anything, but I was just really worn out, and so I was like, you know what, you guys go have a great time. I stayed home, watched my K-dramas, watched sports, and just it was just really kind of a relaxing weekend for me. But yeah, I saw the pictures and the videos and it looked absolutely incredible.
And then meanwhile, Brooklyn, she's talking about her celebrities in her eyes, and I'm like, who's Yeet?
Oh my gosh. The girl got the picture of the year. This rapper, his name is Yeet. He's huge in the rap world, especially with the younger Gen Alpha and Gen Z. And she just happened to be in the right place at the right time. Everyone's like, Yeet, can I get a picture? He's ignoring them all. And she goes, Yeet, can I take a picture? He goes, give me your phone. He takes my daughter's phone, takes a selfie of the two of them, and gives it back to her, and she's like, what just happened? So people surrounding her like, can I get a copy of that picture? Can I get a copy? And like, it was just crazy.
It was so fun to see Brooklyn in that element too, because she showed me her picture and I just loved it. I'm just kind of like, you know, I'm there to support. Meanwhile, I'm getting clothes and shoes at the same time, so I can't be that upset. But it was just so much fun, and I'm happy
that's
for
awesome.
Them.
Yeah, it was a huge weekend. Probably one of the biggest. I guess last night they announced the sneaker of the year, and there was a huge drop where they were just giving the shoe away, and
my
husband was so upset that he didn't go down there at that time. We were watching it on a live stream and we were trying to get it on the sneakers app, but you had to be within a certain area of the convention center in order to get it, so it was just so funny.
It is the amount of sneaker drops that I cannot keep up with their names and their story. I just like, I try to consume all the information, but it is just a whole nother world.
I was like, I, you know what, I don't have to do the work. My husband brings me shoes, buys me shoes.
Same.
He got me a pair of shoes that they were selling exclusively there, and I was like, sweet, thank you.
Oh,
you
the
know?
Mojaves.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I was like, oh, thank you very much. And I didn't have to do any of the work for it.
Oh, Matt looked like Sneaker Santa with all of his bags.
I can't wait till we get... Oh, I got a text from our bank saying, fraud alert, did you make this purchase? I'm like, unfortunately, yes, that was my husband. So yeah, a lot to get to this morning. We've got a lot to get you up on from the weekend. Big week ahead. We are so excited to have you here. Let's do it. Let's start the show the right way. We've got our pre-show, You Pick 'Em. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. All right. Who is in group 7? Raise your hands. Do you even know what that is? Because Steph's here over, like, acting like she's part of the elite here.
No.
You've been seeing this everywhere, right, Steph?
I've seen it everywhere, but I really don't even know what I'm doing.
Oh, then are you not part of group 7?
So I feel like I am part of group 7 because I opened up TikTok this past weekend, and one of the videos that comes, it says, congratulations, you are now a part of group 7. I'm like, group 7? Where am I? What is a group 7?
Who was the video from?
I don't know. Some random guy I've never seen before. I don't know who he was. I don't know where the origin story was. But And then I'm seeing more and more. And then I feel like I saw it from the originator. Is it Sophia?
Sophia James.
Okay. Then her original video came up. And she's explaining it. I'm confused. And I'm like, I guess I'm a part of group 7. My algorithm brought me here. But this is the confusion I'm getting. Why am I a part of group 7?
Okay, so if you don't know what it is, I'm a part of group 7 also.
Ooh.
So, but I the first time I ever saw it was from the Sophia James video. And that's why I was checking, because I don't think you're group 7 unless you see that video. You can see other people's group 7 videos. You can see other brands' group 7 videos. But unless you see the original Sophia James group 7 video, I don't think you're a part of group 7. So if you've seen it, then you are. But basically, Sophia James, this was such a brilliant move on her part. She's a singer, and she posted 7 different videos on TikTok with her new song in the background. And that song, it's called So Unfair. And so this is just kind of underneath her talking, and she's like, hey, you are officially in group seven. This is, you know, she just wanted to see what the algorithm did with all the videos, which one ended up having the most reach, which one took off. And it was just an experiment. And group seven was the one that blew up. So now people who saw that video, they're like letting people know they're group seven. That's, there's a whole vibe around it. It's basically become like this unspoken elite club that you're in. So if you saw that original video, you're definitely in group seven.
I feel like I'm a little bit of a fake though, because I didn't see Sophia James's video first. Like, she was much closer on the, I feel like that first video I saw was like, maybe she's in group seven. And then I started like, what's group seven? And then Sophia's came later. You know what I mean?
I feel like it. I feel technically you still are. As long as it found you, I think you are part of it. You may have been a little confused before, but like, I remember the morning, it was last week that I saw it, and I was like, group seven. And then all of a sudden they all started popping up, and I was like, what is happening? And so, yeah, it's just, it's one of those things where it's like, can someone explain this to me, please? You know?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm still confused by it, but I'm like, okay, if I'm an elitist, I guess I'll own it. I'll definitely be like, I'm in group seven,
and
girl.
Not in a bad way. It's more like a secret club of bonding is, yes, the way I look at it. Cause I posted a video about group seven, and I got all these people following me that were from group seven. And the thing, there's rules with group seven. I don't know if you know the rules.
There's rules? Oh my God, explain the rules.
Every person's, if you're in group seven and you come across a person with a group seven video, you have to like it.
Okay.
You have to like it. You have to share seven videos from creators that you vibe with.
Whoa, that's a lot, but okay.
And you have to leave seven comments on videos you like. Those are your responsibilities as a group sevener. Those are what the things you have to do. Otherwise, you're not officially group seven.
Okay, I don't know if I want to be a part. This is a lot of work to be a part of group seven. And what's the difference between seven, group seven, and 6-7?
No, it's so funny. I went to group six just to see what their comment section's like, and it was all group seven people just checking it out. It was so funny.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday, October 27th, 6:04. Thank you guys for waking up with us this morning. Hopefully you had a great weekend, kind of a relaxing one. It started out kind of busy. Hosted the Best in Building Awards on Friday night, which was so much fun. And the home builders and all the people that work in home building and sales and new home sales, man, they were so fun. It was probably one of the best crowds I've ever hosted an event for. I had such a blast with them. They were laughing at my jokes, which I really appreciated. It was so much fun.
Oh, that's the best when they get your jokes.
I know. It's like, wow, this is working. So yeah, that was a great time over at the JW Marriott. After that, I was pretty much like staying at home, just watch. I watched the World Series, watched a bunch of football this weekend. It was really good. But I think this is so funny about you, Steph. You know how sometimes the most random places end up being like the most fun, and you walk into a place and you're like, what in the world am I even doing here? And then it turns into the best night. And it sounds like that happened to you.
Yes. Also, Friday night, I had no idea I was going to have this much fun at a grocery store, people.
This is so funny. I saw videos. Explain what happened.
Okay, so all of this month is Filipino-American History Month, and Seafood City is turning their grocery stores into this, like, transforming it into, like, a late-night Filipino street party. And everywhere that I've seen videos of, my friends went to the LA one, my friends went to the Daly City one, and the videos they've been posting are like full on club events. And so I walk in on, actually, when we're pulling into the parking lot on Friday, the one off of Maryland, the parking lot is packed. We had to park so far from Seafood City. We eventually start walking towards the grocery store, and in front of the store, we haven't even got in yet, there are crowds of people, there are lines, people are singing karaoke. I walk in and there's a full-on DJ there. And it is, everyone is dancing. Everyone is eating Filipino food. And like towards the later of the night, and these are like, these events go on from like 8 p.m. to midnight. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. People were drinking San Miguel beer, Filipino beer out of tabo. Remember what tabos are, Mercedes?
Oh, is that to clean your little areas?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Tabos, if you don't know, they're little cups that Filipinos will use to put water in, and they'll put it on their stuff after they go to the restroom. People are drinking sake out of them. I mean, I had no idea what I was getting myself into. I left tipsy.
I go to Albertsons on Friday night. It's like in and out. There's nothing going on.
No kidding. And then these Seafood City markets, I guess they're doing one again this weekend here at the Seafood City off Arroyo, right here, right next to the radio station. And they're like, get ready to get dressed up for Halloween. I just did not expect a place like a grocery store that I would have so much fun at.
I think that's why we have to like stay open-minded when it comes to like going out and doing stuff. And I get stuck in this thing where like, it doesn't sound like fun. I'm not going to go. But it's like you never know what fun awaits at certain places, you know?
Oh, for sure. I left going like, do I want to go by myself next weekend? It was that much fun.
It sounds like it. Do you have to be Filipino to go? Can anyone go?
Come with me.
Oh my gosh. This sounds amazing. I'm really excited about this.
Yeah, it was so much fun. We ended up eating a lot of Filipino food there. There was like different markets open. And the grocery store was actually open to buy stuff.
That's so funny. It just reminds me of this time. My girlfriend, her husband was a manager of this furniture store. It's kind of, they sell like real upscale furniture here in town. And she's like, hey, do you want to come to this grand opening? And I was like, grand opening of a furniture store?
Right.
But I wanted to support them. So I was like, yeah, I'll go. And so I was just ready to be bored out of my mind. But they had a live band, a photo booth, drinks. People were dancing in these living room setups like it was some club. At one point, I was sitting on a sectional with a glass of champagne, and I'm just like,
what?
This is the life. Like, this is a fun party. So you can't underestimate things. I'm telling you.
You can't underestimate grocery stores. You can't underestimate furniture stores. And honestly, anything here can happen in Vegas.
Oh, seriously. I walked out of there with like 8 new Instagram friends and a coupon for a coffee table I did not need. I was so excited.
You know what? Yeah, don't underestimate these grand openings, people. Just go to them. And if you end up bored, just bring your own drinks.
Yes, seriously. A lot coming up on the show this morning. In just about 20 minutes, we are going to play our interview with Jessica Simpson. She was on the show later in the show on Friday. And so if you missed it, we had a lot of people asking about it. We're like, you know what? Let's play it for the early morning listeners in case you guys missed it. It was so much fun. She revealed a lot. And yeah, that's coming up at 6:30 this morning. We also have your tickets this morning to see Jessica Simpson in concert. She's going to be doing a one night only show, PH Live at Planet Hollywood, and tickets at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. And coming up next, Bloomberg, they're reporting that BTS is planning something huge for 2026. If what I'm hearing is true, Army, you better start stretching now because the comeback could be next level. Details coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
BTS is trending this morning. Bloomberg, they are reporting that BTS is planning their biggest world tour ever for 2026. Yes, the Kings are coming back. So quietly working on their first album since 2020, and it's expected to drop at the end of March of next year. Mm. Now, this tour, they're saying, could hit 65 cities
what?
Across the world, with more than 30 of those in North America.
Wow.
Steph just choked.
I'm choking over it. That is incredible.
I know. This could be absolutely massive. Now, Big Hit has not confirmed those numbers yet, but let's be honest. They could announce these dates and sell out every stadium in seconds. Mm-hmm. Their last group performance was right here in Las Vegas back in April of 2022. And if you were there, you remember what that felt like. It was absolutely incredible. And I've seen the rumored list, the quote unquote rumored list. There's absolutely no confirmation on the list, but Las Vegas is on that rumored list. Allegiant Stadium. That's what it says.
Is there rumored dates?
There was, I believe. It's so funny because one of my Army friends who might be listening right now, she emailed the stadium and was like, hey, there's rumors of BTS coming in concert. If so, I'd like to get information on, reserving a suite. And they're like, we have no confirmation on BTS coming in.
They're so, not going to, they can't say anything.
Yeah, they cannot. Yeah, they cannot. But it's, I am so stressed out about this, you guys. I am so stressed about getting tickets to this show. Like, I think that since their last show, they have gained more fans because of some of the artists' solo projects.
Yes, I was going to ask about that.
So now I feel like it's more competition for these tickets. I don't know. I'm really, really worried about this.
Going back to the solo stuff that they did, was there a certain person or a certain artist that you like geared or favored when it came to their solo work?
I went and saw J-Hope twice in concert, and it was just, I was able to get tickets. I tried to get the Jin tickets. I was not able to get those. But I just really like his work as an artist. When people ask me who my bias is, I always say RM, who's the leader of the group, but honestly, it's all of them. I'm like, yeah. OT7. Like, I love all of them because they just are all so talented in such different ways.
How, like, what's your strategy when it comes to getting tickets for BTS? Because you know it's going to be a bloodbath.
I don't know. I have no strategy. Hope, pray. I will do whatever it takes. I'm so stressed out about this. The question they're asking, have fans moved on since 2022? Or is it just going to be bigger than it was before? That remains to be seen, but that is what's trending.
Turn it up. We're getting you back to Vegas's best variety and Mercedes in the morning. Faster. Mix 94.1.
I cannot tell you how excited I am about this. She has conquered music and fashion and TV and business. And now she's going to be on stage here in Las Vegas, one night only, Jessica Simpson.
Hello.
It's so good to have you on the show, Jessica. I am just like a fan in so many ways. And to have you back on stage in Las Vegas of all places, one night only at Planet Hollywood. How are you feeling about this? What's the whole mindset going into it?
I mean, I've been waiting 15 years to get back on the stage. So trust me, I have lots of feelings about it. And all of them are just like pure excitement. The few times that I have been on stage in the recent months, I mean, really, it's only been like less than a handful, have been like the best moments I've had. And I can't even count how long. Like, it's been just like walking back to a familiar place, but as a stronger person, as a woman, and just being able to do what I love and have loved ever since I was young, it's just the best. Like, I didn't know how I would feel. I didn't know if I would be nervous. I was never really nervous. I just kind of, like, was able to get out on stage and, like, own it. And the crowd, everybody that comes ends up being my friend. I talk a lot, for sure. But it's also good to like sing the old stuff and mix it in with the new stuff. And my band is like really rocking. So it's so great. It's so great to not have to do choreography too.
Oh, that's a plus always. But I just feel like you haven't missed a beat. And it's so crazy to think it's been 15 years, but your voice is as good as it's ever been. And my question is, why one night only? Like, why not make this into a residency like your sister did?
Well, if people show up, maybe that will happen. I just got to sell some tickets and prove myself. You know, I feel like I'm starting all over again as a new artist because I'm an independent artist. So I don't have a record label that's out there fighting for me. So I'm really just kind of trying to do it myself. So that's why we're talking right now. I mean, if I sell these tickets, I mean, who knows what the future holds, but I would love that. I mean, Ashley is going to be doing even more shows in Vegas. So being there, watching Ashley shine and just have her moment up there, and us doing it simultaneously has been so beautiful. Like, for us both to share this together has been great.
Yeah, I think the people will come. We've been waiting for you.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I hope so. I never know. Like, I mean, I want to say a month ago I took the stage, and I didn't even know if people would clap.
Oh.
Like, if I'm going to get an applause, and then, like, everybody's singing every word back to me, and I'm like, whoa, I forgot how amazing this feels. Like, it's just such a great feeling.
Well, now, you know, you're up there, and you're a mom of three. How do Maxwell, Birdie, and Ace feel about all of this?
I mean, they don't know this part of me. I mean, they know I sing. They definitely search me on YouTube. My youngest is doing that now, my six-year-old, because she is, like, the songbird. Her name is Birdie, but she is, like, the one that belts it out. And she wants to watch, like, all of my old performances and stuff, and she just pretends to be me, and it's the cutest thing ever. Like, I love it. But I actually think that this will be the first show in Vegas that they will ever see me perform. I'm going to bring them.
Jessica, I don't know if you saw, but Kelly Clarkson, she brought out her daughter during her show in Vegas back in July. Do you have any plans to bring out maybe Birdie or maybe one of your other kids to perform with you when you're here in November?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't even thought about that. They haven't even seen me perform.
Let them see what mom does first, and then maybe they'll want to.
Kelly Clarkson has always been on stage, so I feel like her kids are accustomed to it. I think my kids are just going to be in awe that I'm, like, actually up there and people are looking at me. Like, they're not used to it. They don't know this side of me, so I'm excited to be able to come to Vegas and introduce them to that side of me.
Have you come to Vegas a lot during your life? Do you have any, like, favorite times that you spent here?
Oh, I have way naughty times that I can't really say. Like, I can't, you know, we say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I definitely have my stories. And I'm glad that the people that have been a part of those stories have kept those stories to themselves. I appreciate that.
Well, hey, you're single now, and this is a great place. I met my husband here. I'm telling you, like, maybe there's something.
All right, well, all the single dudes, come on out.
you're doing acting, too. So you're back on a show on Hulu. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I was asked to be a part of Ryan Murphy's new show called All's Fair, and it's, like, spearheaded by Kris Jenner and Kim Kardashian, but the cast is, like, it's a lawyer show. It's, like, a female empowerment show of fashion and fun. I mean, it's just, like, a very fun watch. But my character, I'm in the third episode, which will be with the rollout. I think it premieres on the 4th of November. I'm in the role. I think they released the first three episodes first, so you will recognize me at the beginning, but I do, again, there's a little bit of a naughty side to me in this character. I also go very vulnerable, but I make out with Rick Springfield.
What?
Yeah. So, like, in my head the whole time, I'm like, I wish I was Jessica. Like, I couldn't help it. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. But yeah, I mean, it's a really cool, like, character arc. I get very vulnerable, I cry, and then I absolutely go nuts and lose my S-H-I, you know.
Before I let you go, I just want to ask you a couple of questions where you finish the sentence. Can you do that for us?
Sure.
Okay. When my kids see me on stage, they'll...
I think they're going to be in shock.
I
really do. I think they're going to, I don't know if they're going to be watching me or watching people watch me.
The most surprising thing about Rick Springfield is?
He's very tall. I had to wear high heels in a shower.
The high heels in the shower. That sounds dangerous. The headline I'd love to see after my Vegas show is?
Come back.
I love it. I love it. We're going to be back. We're going to be there. Jessica, you're amazing. Congratulations on everything. And so glad you're back. Go see her, Planet Hollywood. We can't wait. I'll be in line for the meet and greets, Jessica.
Amazing. Amazing. I can't wait to give you a hug.
Take care. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
French police may have just cracked one of the biggest jewel heists in recent memory. Two men were arrested in connection with that brazen robbery at the Louvre. One suspect was caught at Charles de Gaulle Airport as he was trying to board a plane to Algeria. And then the other one was caught headed to Mali. Investigators say they matched DNA from the helmet that was left at the scene. They put the suspects under surveillance and believe both played active roles in this big theft that happened on October 19th. Now, they got away with 8 priceless pieces worth around $102 million, including crowns that once belonged to Napoleon and his wife. They climbed in through a second floor window and they used a freight elevator and a ladder. They smashed display cases, took off on motorbikes. Police are still looking for 2 more suspects and the missing jewels. They haven't found those yet.
Oh, well, the dummies for leaving helmets at the scene of the crime. And like, of course, it's going to match the DNA. But I was reading more about it. Allegedly, these 2 people who have been not named yet are connected to previous burglaries.
Yeah, they have had something on them before. So this could actually turn out to be even bigger than this one singular heist. This could lead to many more heists. It'll be interesting to see what they come up with.
And then find the jewels and then what? Put them back on display?
Yeah, or get better security. Something like that.
Yeah.
Also this morning, Slash from Guns N' Roses, he is throwing some shade at the Sphere here in Las Vegas. Now, he did an interview and he says that the Sphere isn't exactly rock and roll friendly because the focus is on the visuals instead of the band. I guess he even talked to Joe Walsh, who plays with the Eagles, and apparently Joe Walsh agrees with him.
Mm.
Yeah, Slash isn't totally ruling it out, but he says he's trepidatious about it. He loves how the venue looks, but he just doesn't think it's the right fit for a gritty Guns N' Roses show where the music is the star, not the screens.
Do you agree? You've seen the Backstreet Boys at the Sphere, and the visuals incredible. We all know and love the music, but when it comes to the music, is it really the focus at the Sphere?
Well, I do think that's why we're there, right? For the music.
Right.
That's what brings us there initially. If you're a fan of the music of Guns N' Roses, you're going to buy a ticket to see Guns N' Roses. If you want like the Backstreet Boys music, that's what gets you in the door. I think that you utilize the screens and all that to enhance the music. If anything, enhance the artists. I look at it as a plus. I mean, is the focus on the band 24/7? No, but I feel like the music, it sounds better when you have the visuals to add to it. It's like you have a really great meal, but I'm gonna like a great dish of spaghetti. Oh my gosh, this is delicious. I love spaghetti. It's my favorite thing. But I'm going to put a little Parmesan on it just to make it a little bit better. Like that's the way I look at it.
I totally see what you're saying. It definitely has elevated the Backstreet Boys, and they've revived their fans. They've come back together again. It's a different way I've seen the Backstreet Boys in the past. And I think that if you want a challenge, if I'm an artist like Guns N' Roses, I want to be like, I want to challenge myself to accommodate my music to the Sphere. And if that's what you're looking for, then do it. And if you don't, then don't do it.
Well, yeah, and I also think that he's underestimating how the visuals can be used, because with the Backstreet Boys concert, at least, I never saw the Eagles there, so I don't know how they utilized it, but the men, they were on the screen a
yes.
lot of the time, so while I was on the third level and had a hard time seeing them directly, I just had to look at the screen and then I could see them up there. So I thought they utilized that really well.
One of the best performances and shows I've ever been to was the Backstreet Boys at the Sphere. So I don't know if they can really challenge themselves artistically and put the visuals to their music. I think they would do a great show, the Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, I wouldn't rule it out, but we'll see what happens. Finally this morning, I guess love might be free, but dinner is not. A new survey has found that nearly 1 in 3 Gen Z singles has accepted a date just for the free meal. And honestly, in this economy, I kind of get it.
Yeah.
Half of Americans say they're dating less because of money, and younger people are choosing cheaper dates like coffee or walks over fancy dinners. Money is playing a bigger role in relationships too. A third of Americans say they've ended a relationship over finances, and 44% of Gen Zers say they will only date someone who earns more money than they do.
Really? More money than them? Man, when I was starting, when James and I started a date, we were broke. Like, we had no money. I would come out, go over to his house. His mom would cook for us. He wouldn't even cook for us.
Yeah, I think that sometimes those relationships where you start with nothing and then you grow and you build together, they create a really solid foundation. Sometimes, not all the time, but the fact that 44% would only date someone earning more than they do, well, that cuts out the other half of it, right?
Yeah.
It's like, and when do you ask that? That's a pretty personal question to ask when you're dating someone. Like, how much money do you make? Do people actually ask that?
I don't know, because I haven't been single in so long. But like, when we, James and I, first dating, I go back to like, oh, he was a assistant manager for a Japanese restaurant, and I'm over here as a hip hop coach part time. I'm going with the assistant manager, and he's making more money for sure.
Oh, and you get free meals. How did that
one
too?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how sometimes you'll have those little moments where you stop and go, wow, good people still exist. Ramon, you had something happen to you after you went to the gym. And honestly, in a world where most people would have just kept on walking, it kind of surprised me. Tell everybody what happened.
Yes. So the other day, I was walking out the gym, walked to my car. I noticed a yellow sticky note on my door handle. And I was like, is this even my car? I don't remember this. So I read the sticky note and it just said, hey. It was windy in Vegas like it is every other day. It said, hey, the wind blew open my door and hit your side mirror. It left a little scratch. Here's my phone number. Text me so I could get it fixed. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I walk around, check the side mirror. No big deal. Can't even notice it. So I'm like, I was more surprised that someone actually left a note. So I text the number and just said, hey, no big deal. It's fine. You can't even notice. I just want to text you to say I appreciate you for leaving a note. And it shows that good people still exist.
I mean, oh, everyone's like, oh, right?
Yeah. Okay, cute,
Let's face it. Most of us would look around make sure no one saw, and just kept walking.
Has anyone had one of those like good people still exist moments where you were like, wow, oh my gosh, I can't believe someone did something good? 702-364-9400. Did they text you back after you sent that message to them?
He or she did, and just said, oh, thank you, I appreciate that as well. And that was kind of it.
Okay, so... Look, I think that's really sweet. I love that someone actually did the right thing, because honestly, that does not happen a lot anymore. But I will say, if I walked out and I saw a random note on my car, and maybe this is a difference between men and women, I don't know, but I wouldn't be like, wow, good people still exist. I'd be like, okay, what's the catch? Like, what is happening around here? I'd probably stand there reading it like three times, just looking around the parking lot, like who's watching me? Maybe I'm on some hidden camera show or some TikTok or YouTube series right now that they're recording me. And then I'd spend like 10 minutes trying to debate whether texting the number means I'm gonna get catfished or kidnapped, or something bad would happen to me. So I love the faith in humanity moment, but in my mind, I'm like, I'm writing the true crime podcast that's going to come out after this.
Same. Like, if I were to see anything on my car, immediately my instincts come in and they say, get into your car, get into your car and lock the doors right away. Like, if I see anything on my car, I feel like it's immediately a scam. Am I in a trafficking case type thing? Like, I think the absolute worst when I see anything on my car.
Are we bad people for not believing in the faith of humanity and automatically thinking we're about something bad is about to happen?
Or we just watch way too many movies and shows? I don't know. But like, that's just what I feel like we've been taught nowadays as females, is just like, protect yourselves. And like, the fact that Ramon actually texted that person, I'm like, I would not text that person. I don't know.
No way. I would be doing a reverse white pages lookup on that number, trying to find out the name of that person, doing everything I could on social media. And Ramon, you just text them back like, hey, thanks for being such a good person, which is great. But it's like very bold.
I mean, if they would have replied with something shady, then I'd be like, oh, okay, this was fake the whole time. I would have never, you know, kept it going or fell for the scam.
Does anyone else feel that way? I hate that I've turned like into that jaded person that is always worried that I'm about to be scammed. But and then also, when did you have your faith in humanity restored? 702-364-9400. Christina, good morning.
Hey. Good morning. How are you?
We are great. Before we hear about your faith in humanity story, would you be like kind of skeptical about a note on your car like that?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
It's not just us.
Thank God.
No. I lock my doors in the daytime and everything else. So,
okay. Yeah. What happened to you though? I want to know.
This is my parents. They're in their 88 and 89. They go out to dinner every night. They live in a small town in New Kaifa. They thought they'd try this restaurant out one more time because the first time it wasn't very good, but the chef comped their meal the first time. So they decided to go back and went to pay for the bill, and there was no bill. It got comped again. And she's like, oh, did the chef comp? No, just a regular customer that comes in here. She likes to take care of meals once in a while.
What?
And here's my dad is on oxygen. My mom can't see, so he's leading her in the restaurant with, you know, tubes coming out of his nose. And he goes, well, there are nice people out there.
That is so sweet.
I've never heard of anything like this before. I haven't seen that. That's so sweet.
Yes, I love that. Okay, a little bit of my faith is restored. Not all of it, but some of it. Laura, hey, good morning. First of all, would you trust a note on your car?
I do, but I'm the kind of person who believes that people are good.
Oh, man. Oh, I need some of what you're taking. I need some. Okay, what happened to you, Laura?
So I work downtown on Fremont Street, and there's a lot of homeless people there. A man came in on Saturday night, and he bought five meals, double burgers, came out to over $200, and then he left and tipped me $100.
Wow.
So I was like, oh, cool. And then he came back in and ordered four more meals and tipped me $100. And then came back a third time and last time and ordered six more single burgers and tipped me another $100. And I asked him, I said, you have a big party. And he said, no, I'm just feeding everyone outside up that's homeless.
Oh, my gosh.
My heart.
It was beautiful.
That, wow. I mean, not only to pay it forward to you, But to go out there and just keep getting food for people, did you ever go out there and see like who he was helping and what he was doing? And was he by himself?
He was by himself. He was a man from Indiana. And he just liked spreading. He said, I've never seen so many homeless people out where I live.
Oh, man.
And so I was like, that's great.
You're defrosting my cold heart. I don't know what to say. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
Would you, what happened to you?
Hold on. I wanted to take you off speaker. A few years ago, we got robbed. Our house got broken into. And one of the things that was stolen was our iPad. And a couple of days later, I got a call from a guy. I think it was a text, actually, that he had bought this iPad off of Facebook Marketplace. And then when he tried to, like, set it up, it already had somebody on it. And he saw my messaging with my mom about getting robbed and what was stolen. So he emailed her and got my number, and he gave the iPad back and wouldn't take any money for a reward or anything.
Wow. That, see, again, and then here's skeptical me. I get a message from someone's like, I bought your iPad on a Facebook Marketplace. I'm like, yeah, you're the one who stole it. But this was just someone who just wanted a new iPad and didn't ask for anything in return.
No, I mean, all he wanted was to be part of, like, the police investigation if they were able to catch the guy so that he could get his money back from him, but he didn't want anything from me.
Oh, see, we've been looking at things the wrong way. Jessica, that is awesome. Okay, Ramon, congratulations on your on your nice interaction. Well, it turns out it was legitimate.
I'm glad I wasn't the only one. I'm not the only one.
I know. I gotta really like let my guard down a little. It's always up.
Well, I think you have legit reasons. Remember when your car got broken into and your laptop got stolen and you didn't get it back but the police got it back for you,
the
right?
The police, yes, they're okay. Good people. These police in Bakersfield, California, literally went to this house where the iPad was being tracked to, went up. They are like, it wasn't my iPad, it was my computer. And they're like, we want the laptop that you have that stole it. And he didn't say two words. He just gave it to them. And he gave him a pair of AirPods that weren't even mine.
Hey, look at the bright side. You might have gotten your car jacked, but you got free AirPods out of it.
Oh, my gosh. So, all right, let's do it. This is not a scam. It is time to win with the Mega Minute. We have your tickets right now to see Jessica Simpson. She will be at PH Live Planet Hollywood. We interviewed her, and she is so excited to get back on stage. This is going to be a show you do not want to miss. Caller 20 right now, you get to play the Mega Minute for tickets. And our number is 702-364-9400. All you got to do is answer 10 questions in 60 seconds correctly. You do that, and these tickets are yours. Who's ready for the Mega Minute?
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
And Carlos, you are caller 20. Woo-hoo! Good morning.
Yes, man. Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, let's do this. It is Monday. We want to get a winner for the Mega Minute this morning. You know how it works. 60 seconds, 10 questions. Just got to answer them all correct in that time. And these tickets for Jessica Simpson are yours. You ready to do this, Carlos?
Absolutely.
All right, let's do it.
All right, Carlos, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, it
sounds
starts
good.
Now.
How many sides does a triangle have?
Three.
Yes. What movie does Reese Witherspoon star in where she goes to Harvard Law School?
Legally Blonde.
Yes. What is the chemical formula for water?
H2O.
Yes. What TV show featured the character Jon Snow?
Game of Thrones.
Yes. What comedian voiced Shrek?
Michael Myers.
Yes. What letter is the second vowel in the alphabet?
E.
Yes. What movie takes place at the Bates Motel?
Pass.
Max Crosby is a football player for which NFL team?
The Raiders.
Yes. Which artist released the album Lemonade?
Beyonce.
Yes. What is Jessica Simpson's sister's name?
Ashley.
Yes. What movie takes place at the Bates Motel?
Uh. Oh my goodness. It was on the tip of my tongue. What is it?
Psycho.
Psycho.
Oh, Carlos, I'm so sorry. Like, we literally had like 10 seconds just hoping that it would come to his mind.
I wish someone was working with him.
Yes.
Because they could have looked it up and he would have won.
That, I mean, you really killed those questions, Carlos. You were so good. It was just that one that got you. The comedian that voiced Shrek, you did say Michael Myers. It's like Mike Myers, but we know you weren't talking about the Halloween guy or Friday the 3rd, whatever he was. But yes. Oh, Carlos, my heart is breaking right now. You did great, buddy. I'm so sorry that we can't make you a winner. That means caller 20 right now. You're going to get these tickets. Two of them to see Jessica Simpson, PH Live, Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino on November 8th. Caller 20, you get the tickets right now. 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Airports across the country are feeling the ripple effects of the government shutdown over the weekend. Several major airports, including Newark Liberty International Airport, Logan International Airport, and Boston LAX, they were all hit with ground stops. The transportation secretary says that there were more than 20 incidents of air traffic controller shortages on Saturday alone. And according to FlightAware, more than 500 flights were delayed nationwide. Air traffic controllers, they're still working without pay. Many people are calling out sick to pick up other jobs just to make ends meet. So if you are traveling, patience may not just be a virtue. It may be required.
That sucks. I saw my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law this past Saturday on Friday night. They're like, we're going to take a quick day trip to Vegas. We're like, all right, cool. They get to the San Jose airport, and I guess they couldn't find the workers there. They had their boarding pass, my family, but for some reason, TSA or whoever was working there couldn't match their boarding pass with whatever they have in their system. And they're like, we're about to be late to our flight. Everyone's boarding now. And they're like, we're sorry, we can't find your flight. We can't find your flight. We're like, it's right here. So they were waiting like 10 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And that was just the beginning of it. But I'm seeing the effects of the shutdown, and especially with my family members.
I just saw someone tweet. It says, TSA at LAX just said, remember, we're not getting paid. We're doing this for the glory today. This was at 4 a.m. He said, don't make us mad or we'll leave. So I be nice to them. Yeah, they're working without pay, and that's going to be frustrating in and of itself. But yeah, that makes me nervous. We've got some travel planned coming up, and I'm just like, oh, I hope this is over
just
by
drive.
The time we go. I know.
Just drive.
I don't know if I want to drive to New York.
Darn it!
that's not something I really want to do.
Never mind.
Also this morning, a 20-year-old Jamaican man has pled guilty in a massive Taylor Swift Eras Tour ticket scam. His name was Tyrone Rose. He admitted in a New York courtroom that he stole and resold more than 900 tour tickets worth over $635,000. Yeah, so police say that he abused his access through a StubHub contractor job that he had, and he used that job and his access to funnel tickets to his friends who lived in Queens, and they went and sold the tickets for profit. Yeah, he faces up to 15 years in prison, but he could get less with a plea deal. StubHub, they refunded everyone that was affected. They were not accused of any wrongdoing, but moral of the story is never underestimate how far people will go for Taylor Swift tickets.
That is insane, the amount of tickets that he was able to get.
I know.
I just can't imagine. Well, hopefully this gives me optimism of people that want to buy tickets in the future, like BTS rumored to go on tour. Does this make you feel a little bit like at ease when buying tickets?
Honestly, it does not. And I'll tell you why. I'm seeing all this backlash with the Ariana Grande tour tickets and what's happening with that. And so if you haven't heard, all her tickets like sold like just in the blink of an eye. And so they said, we're going to go and we're going to investigate if these are like scalpers and we're going to take them away. Well, they're taking away tickets from normal people who bought them legitimately. I'm seeing all these TikToks of girls in tears. They're
no
like,
way.
I just had my Ariana Grande tickets taken away from me. They think I'm a scammer. Like, literally, it's me and my mom. We were going to go to the show. And they're like, they're taking them away from the wrong people. And I just don't want something like that to happen.
I see what you're saying. But I do see it where, like, Ariana Grande, she doesn't have many tour dates. She has, like, maybe, I don't know, 15, 20, I want to say. And compared to like Taylor Swift, who has had hundreds,
yeah.
Right? I look at the scale of that and I get it. But at the same time, it's like, how do you know if these people are legit or not? Are we going to have to take like an Ariana Grande fan quiz before we buy tickets or what?
Or do they like make you submit an ID or I don't know. I feel bad for these people who are so excited to get tickets and now they don't have tickets anymore.
That
you know?
Breaks my heart. I hope that gets more investigated than the, no offense, than the people that are actually going out there and selling tickets
yeah,
fraudulently.
I agree. Finally this morning, in what may be the most unusual divorce settlement of the year, a man in Turkey has agreed to pay cat support. Yes, cat support. As part of his divorce agreement, Bugra B will pay $240 every 3 months to support his two cats. His wife, Ezgi, she's going to have full custody of the cats while he foots part of the bill for their care. Legal experts are calling this a new type of alimony and say it could set a precedent for how pet custody and financial support are handled in future divorces. Forget the fight over the house or the couch or the TV. People are fighting for their pets now.
Hey, Steph, how much are you paying for Momo?
I mean,
you're on dog support.
I least pay for Momo. Well, I'll just tell you right now, we went to Complex Con this past weekend, and we got Momo dog bowls. And these dog bowls are not normal dog bowls. They're like $40 a dog bowl. Mm. So we went on Saturday. We weren't going to go back on Sunday. Momo needed another bowl. So we got him two bowls. And so we literally went to Complex Con just to get Momo another dog bowl. This guy runs at least $1,000 a month.
Oh, wow. That's a lot. And these dog bowls, do they produce their own water? Why
no!
are they $40?
Well, first of all, you said he needed a new dog bowl. Did he tell you specifically, like, yo, I need a dog bowl and it needs to be supreme?
Hey, listen, we're a hype family here. We're high fashion. Momo deserves to be high fashion too, okay?
He doesn't know that it's a high fashion dog bowl.
The way he ate last night looked like it was high fashion.
He's like, look at me.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I was talking to my mom yesterday, and we always just catch up on Sundays. That's kind of like our day. And she told me something that I thought was really kind of interesting. She has lived in the neighborhood that our house is in for like over 40 years. Like, she has been in that neighborhood for a very long time. At this point, she's basically like the unofficial mayor of this neighborhood that we all grew up in. And she knows everyone. If she doesn't, they end up knowing her. And I guess a new family moved in earlier this year, and she went over and introduced herself. Whenever they see each other, they always wave, and really nice family. They have kids and they're always out front playing, and she's really likes them. So I guess the mom came over to her house last week, she was telling me, and they were just talking, and she realized she was going door to door to everyone in my mom's cul-de-sac. And I don't know if she went outside the cul-de-sac. My mom said she only saw her within the cul-de-sac, but she asked my mom if it would be possible to not hand out candy with nuts this Halloween.
Huh.
Because one of her sons has a peanut allergy. And my mom, being my mom, she didn't even blink. She was like, oh, absolutely, like, no problem. She hasn't even bought her candy yet anyway, so it was an easy yes. But later that night, I guess she started talking to my brother about it, and they were just kind of like, is this a normal thing that parents of peanut allergies like do, where they would go out and ask the neighborhood to not pass out certain candies? She's never, in all her years of living there, she's never had someone request something like that. And she even said that she was like, you know what, maybe I just make them like their own little nut-free candy bag, you know, put like a bunch of different kind of gummy candies in there or whatever. But it made me wonder, is this something that neighborhoods actually do now? Do people adjust their candy for one family, or do you go and ask your neighbors to kindly like not hand out certain candies? Or do you just like sort it out after the fact? 702-364-9400. Like, what do you think about that?
I actually think this is a brilliant thing that the mom is doing of the allergy. The reason why is because I have a best friend who has a severe nut allergy, and I've seen him being in the ER, mm-hmm. and it is scary. And I would hate for that mom to have seen that firsthand and be like, this is one of my son's favorite nights of the year on Halloween. This is supposed to be fun and memorable. The last thing that she wants to do is have her kid in the ER on Halloween night. So I think it's brilliant going up to the neighbors and it's not like she's demanding like, hey, you cannot give my kid. She's kindly asking. So I think that's brave of her to do it. But two, I really think that if this is something that she's experienced before, she just doesn't want to experience it again.
And that's understandable as a parent. I'm just really surprised because I've never seen anyone do anything like that before. But I've had my daughters in peanut-free classrooms many times during their, especially in elementary school, there were a lot of peanut allergies. And they just simply said, hey, we're a peanut-free classroom this year. We have an allergy in this class. If we have parties, can you please not bring certain snacks with nuts in it? And that was like, no problem. Absolutely. I'm happy that we can help, because that's got to be really difficult. But I don't know, Ramon, what do you think?
So yeah, I want to give kudos to that parent, because this is a big ask. This community can have what, 50, 100 homes? So if she's going door to door, I want to give kudos to the parent. But I do think it's a big ask. I mean, what if your mom or these other neighbors already bought their candy? What if, you know, most candies are a variety with, you know, Reese's Pieces or Snickers bars. I mean, what if someone just bought Reese's Pieces and Snickers bars? When kids come to the door, it's usually a group of kids. So if she what if she accidentally gives the son, you know, a handful of peanuts?
Yeah.
I mean, right, you get bombarded and it's hard to tell. I mean, is she going to walk up with them to every door and be like, peanuts free, please? No, no nuts. I mean, it's a big ask. Kudos to the mom, but I disagree because, I mean, like, what if the candy's already bought? What if you accidentally give them, you know,
yeah,
nuts? It's just, it's so, I disagree. So
there's a lot of factors that go into it. I see your point, and it is a big ask. Do you think it's too big of an ask, or do you think it's on the parent to go through the candy after the fact? 702-364-9400. Deanna, good morning. What do you think?
Definitely feel like, okay, this is not the first kid with a peanut allergy to go through that neighborhood.
Yes, that's true.
It's happened hundreds of times. I think it's up to the parent to go through the candy after they get it, or to be with the child and say, please only give my child non-peanut candies.
Would you ever change your candy if your neighbor asked you to?
No, let's be honest. It's not marijuana. It's not flying through the air.
Yeah.
It's in enclosed packaging. If you're on an airplane, it's kind of different. You know, they announce, please don't eat any peanuts. We have somebody on board with an allergy, but it's not airborne. It's not airborne in the neighborhood for Halloween.
I'm not really like familiar. My kids have never had a peanut allergy. So is there like a cross-contamination risk though, even though it is packaged and it's like touching other, like your Snickers is touching a Starburst pack? Is that a possibility? No, it's not.
No, I think there's issues if you're standing in a peanut processing plant and if you're like in a close proximity in a closed location. But you can't be in anything more open than Halloween.
Yeah, that's a tough one to monitor. Thank you so much, Deanna. Let's talk to Tony. Tony, asking your neighbors to not pass out peanuts for Halloween, what do you think?
Oh, man, I feel like everybody's going a little nuts for these peanuts right
no
now.
No pun intended.
But anyways, I feel like in a classroom setting, yes. But when you're in the outside, just don't get candy. It's just the simple. When you have an allergy, nobody could change their whole life for it. Just at the end of the day, give them a dollar. Give them old school. Give them some potatoes.
Potatoes.
Honestly, if someone wanted to give me a baked potato instead of a Snickers bar, I'd be like, okay, thank you. I would take
that. Expect her to go to infinity.
I love it, Tony. Yeah, my mom has no issue with it because she hasn't bought her candy yet. And like I said, I think she's going to make like a special little candy bag for that kid. But it... peanut allergies can be scary what I understand. Let's take Annette's call and we'll continue taking some calls here. Annette, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, so I completely agree with Ramon. I think it's a little too much. And, you know, it's the parents' responsibility to look through the candy at the end of the night, whether it's to make sure the candy's sealed or safe or peanut free.
Yeah, that seems like the responsible thing to do. I am impressed with the mom like going out and asking this. But you know, let us know what you guys think. Does your kid have a peanut allergy? Any parents listening right now that has a kid that does have one? And what do you think about this? What do you do when it comes to Halloween where you are so scared about what they're going to get? Do you ask people, hey, only give my kids certain things? Cross-contamination, there's some risks there. We have more of your calls and your texts coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Hey, Pam, good morning. What do you think?
Well, I'm not from here. I'm here babysitting. So I'm from Illinois, and in my town, if everybody in town has a blue bucket or bowl, and anything without nuts goes in that bowl, and it's marked nut-free. And so parents know then that their kids can have that.
Oh, is that a nation? That's just in Illinois? I haven't heard of that here. Have you guys heard of that?
I've never heard of this, no.
I know in some of the towns in Iowa doesn't do it also. I don't know if all the state of Illinois does it, but our area does.
Interesting. Hey, welcome to Las Vegas. I hope you're having fun babysitting. Thank you for listening, Pam.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too. That's some good info. What do you guys know about that? The blue buckets. That's really interesting. Let's talk to Cassandra. Cassandra, your sister had a peanut allergy. What do you think?
Yeah. So growing up, I mean, she still does, but growing up, we just did a candy trade at the end of the night with her. And that always seemed to work out. But now I have a 7-year-old son who also has a nut allergy. And we kind of just do the same thing with him. And as a parent, you want to make sure that your child is not consuming something they're not supposed to. And so it's really your responsibility to go through their candy at the end of the night and make sure that they're not getting any of that. But I think it's a good idea to maybe have two types of candies to pass out to children that do have a nut allergy.
Would you ever go around to your neighbors and just kind of give them a heads up? Like, hey, is there any way you could not give out nuts? Or would you ever ask your neighbors to do that?
You know, I wouldn't, because we have a lot of people in our neighborhood and we have a lot of people who come here from other parts of town to trick or treat. So I don't know my neighbors that well to ask them that.
Yeah, I think maybe everyone knows my mom, so they definitely feel comfortable asking her about that. Let's talk to Abby. Abby, good morning. What do you think?
I personally don't think that it's a big ask, you know, mainly because I do have kids with food allergies. And I feel like, you know, it's twofold for the mom. Maybe she's asking for her kids' safety and also for her kids to feel included. I mean, inclusivity being such a big deal now, why not have the child just feel like a child on that night? You know, why is it such a big deal to give something that doesn't have peanuts in it just for the sake of having this kid smile and be able to reach the doorbell and get the candy and go on his merry way?
Yeah, it's really an easy thing to do. We always kind of have a selection of both. We have like one bowl of chocolate stuff, and some of them have nuts, some of them don't, and then we have a bowl of like gummy Starburst, Skittles, like that kind of stuff, and we just hold them out. We're like, pick one, and then that's it, you know.
I wonder if these kids tell them like, hey, I have a nut allergy, or they just don't bother and they just grab everything and they separate it later. I think that might be a better way to go about it if you have that nut allergy.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it's good trade bait. You're like, I've got a Snickers, what's it worth to you? Let's talk to Abby. Abby, good morning.
Did we already talk to Abby?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Abby. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Zyra, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. Actually, to piggyback off of that turquoise blue bucket, that actually started a few years ago. And being an educator in Las Vegas, a lot of our schools are nut free. So I actually started that turquoise blue bucket many years ago. And so now I just kind of put the nut free, like gummy bears or Starburst or whatever, in that bucket plus some toys, and I put it out there for parents who say, okay, well, you can pick from that one or you can pick from whatever chocolate stuff I might have.
Such a good idea. I was totally unaware of that. I love that. Jessica, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, I don't think it's a big ask, but I think that I wouldn't trust that everybody would do it, even if I asked it. So I think it's on the parent and it's their responsibility. Maybe they could donate it and then replace it with candy that their kids can eat.
Yeah, that's definitely an idea. I think the bottom line is the parent needs to be aware. Mm-hmm. And that's great to do your due diligence and go around and ask. But you're right. It's not guaranteed that they're going to do that. We did get a lot of texts. This one says, the kid needs to wear a sign. Please no peanuts. I'm allergic. This one says cross-contamination is a big risk for some kids. Getting a candy that was processed in the same plant as peanuts can be deadly for some kids. And then this one says, check your kids' candy bags. Make sure no one tries to give them Raiders tickets. There are sick people out there. Are you allergic to the Raiders?
Because we don't want to make sure you don't go to the ER after a Raiders game.
Whoever sent that, you're hilarious.
Ramon's shaking his head. He's like, I'm sick of the Raiders jokes, people. Stop it.
Hey, they didn't lose this weekend.
I'm so proud of them and their bye week.
You can't lose if you don't play.
I mean, but smart. A not loss is a not loss. So
we'll take it.
All right, let's do it. It is time to win. Time to play. Heads up.
It's time for Heads Up
with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant. It is Daisy. Good morning, Daisy.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You ready to play some heads up here?
Yes.
We've got collective soul tickets up for grabs. They're going to be at the Venetian. Pick a category. Do you want to go with trick or treat, touchdown, everything's bigger in Texas, Statue of Liberty, or Toon Time?
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat. All right. Halloween is on Friday. So these are all things that are associated with Halloween. Are you ready to do this?
Yes, I am.
All right. 6 and 60 is all we need. Let's do it.
All right, guys. Your 60 seconds for heads up starts now.
These are orange. People like to carve them.
Pumpkin.
Yes. This is what you hand out when kids say trick or treat.
Candy.
Yes. This is like you're wrapped up and you're in a coffin and you come out and you're like,
a mummy.
Yes. This is what witches cook their things in. A big black what?
Cauldron.
Yes. This is all bones just walking around.
Skeleton.
Yes. This is where you would go to visit people that are buried. You'd go to a what?
Cemetery.
Also known as a what?
Graveyard.
Yes, a nice. Graveyard. Woo! Yeah. Daisy! Nice job. Congratulations.
Thank you. I was so nervous.
Oh, my gosh. You couldn't tell at all. You killed that.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Well, apparently those jars of loose change sitting on our dressers might be actually worth something right now. A penny shortage is hitting retailers across the country. The Treasury Department, they stopped penny production back in May, and the U.S. Mint made its last batch in August. And now big chains like Kroger and Home Depot, they're reporting a lot of issues. The American Banking Association says there's still around 250 billion pennies floating around out there, but they're not exactly making their way back into the system. So here's what this means if you're paying with cash. Some stores are rounding totals in your favor, but others are basically saying, don't expect exact change. So if you've got a stash, now is the time to cash in those pennies that have been sitting in your jar since 2007.
Do you have coins, like a penny or piggy bank like that?
I don't. My husband does. He has like a Sparklets bottle, which we've never been a customer of Sparklets, so I don't know where he got this bottle from, but he has a big Sparklets bottle in his closet and he just puts all his loose change in there. He just puts all of it. So I'm guessing we have a good amount of pennies in there. I should look into having him cash that out.
We don't have like a piggy bank or a Sparklets water bottle with coins, but I do know there is a one lone penny at the bottom of my trash can. Every time I take out the trash, it's just hanging out there, ready to be used.
Well, take it out and start using it. We need to get those pennies back in the system, you and I. The world depends on us.
But, like, I don't even use cash. Like, that, I'm so bad at using cash. I just depend on Apple Pay and my debit card all the time.
Oh, I think this is our sign that we do need to start using cash, at least our coins a little more. But I've just noticed that a lot of the places that I'll use cash at, and this is no shade at all to Gen Z, I just don't think that they grew up in a world of coins, so they don't understand. They have a hard time trying to figure out what my change is.
The counting and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, and it's like, that's just, they grew up in a different era where they didn't have to use the change. And so I'm not trying to be mean, but it makes for a real awkward situation. Like I paid for something. It was a $1.24 or something. And I think I had $1.25. I had a quarter and I gave him $1.25 and they go, this is too much. And I'm like, yeah, you could give me a penny back. They're like, oh, yeah. I'm like, okay. It's just like, I don't carry exact change, but I do the best I can.
Yeah, I don't blame them. I suck at math.
So, yeah.
They're going to have to do what's a nickel, what's a dime, all that stuff. And then I'll have to dig out that penny from my trash to help everyone
else.
Please,
get it back in the system.
Yeah, I will.
Also this morning, Nelly Furtado, the singer, she is stepping away from performing. And she says she wants to focus on other creative and personal endeavors. She shared the news while she was celebrating the 25th anniversary of her debut album, Whoa Nelly, on Instagram. It's crazy. It's been 25 years since this album. Now, she didn't give a specific reason for the decision, but a lot of people online feel like it might be connected to the years of body shaming comments that she has been getting over the summer. She clapped back in a pretty iconic way. She wore an oversized t-shirt with a skinny body that was painted on the front, and it said "better than ever" tattooed on the back. I've seen just so much just coming after her and her body, and it's just so unfortunate. And I really hope that's not the reason she's stepping away, but whether it's permanent or just a break, fans are definitely feeling this one.
I hate the body shaming, especially on celebrities who have been in the game for decades. People, they're not going to look like they were in their 20s. They're going to look different, and that's okay. We should be supporting them regardless.
It's just, you know, if their body is just getting them through everyday life, and we should all like think about like how grateful we should be to our bodies for just getting us through the day, and whether it's perfect or not perfect, it's just, my gosh, thank you to our bodies for doing that for us.
It's, oh, absolutely. I need to be a little bit more easier on myself.
Yeah,
for sure.
we all do. We got to give ourselves a little bit of grace. Finally, this morning, just in time for Halloween, the annual Survey of American Fears is out. And surprise, the scariest thing, it's not clowns. I know you're afraid of snake stuff. Ramon, I know you're afraid of spiders. These are not the scariest things in the world. According to the survey, 69.1% of us say their biggest fear right now is corrupt politicians.
Oh.
Now, coming in second is loved ones becoming seriously ill. Mm. These are like really serious fears.
I thought they were going to be lighthearted.
No. followed by an economic or financial collapse.
Oh, God.
But rounding out the top fears are things like cyber terrorism, pollution, and government data tracking. So sorry, your snakes are not on here.
Oh, darn it. I thought, well, I mean, if I'm being real serious, I'm honestly scared of like us running out of water still. Like, how's Lake Mead doing?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Like, if we all went and poured a jug of water in, could we help raise it a little bit?
We got to give back for the pennies. If you have pennies in your house, if you got a jug of water, let's all go down to Lake Mead. And let's all love Nelly Furtado a little bit more.
Yes. Seriously, we learned a lot here. Is there like a fear that's like a serious fear? Not saying your fears are not serious, but you know, like one of these things that real life fears that really, really scare you.
If I'm being deep and dark, I'm scared I'm going to die in a car accident.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. I think
I think a lot of people have those kind of fears where they say, I know I'm going to die this way.
Premonitions.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to knock on wood, but I felt like I've been hung in like a past life before. And I feel like I'll either die getting hung or I'll die in a car accident.
Wow, that's interesting.
Why do you feel like that?
I don't know. I just have this weird feeling. Like when I'm driving in the morning, especially because it's so dark and it's so early, I am on such high guard because, I mean, let's be honest, there are drunk drivers out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, when I'm crossing Las Vegas Boulevard in the morning, I'm looking left and right like, I don't know. There's this weird thing that I have.
Always give it a second before going, even when it's on green.
Yes.
Exactly. What about you, Mercedes?
I think just like death scares me in a way that like I don't. Like picturing my kids when I die scares me.
Mm.
Yeah. Like I don't want them to be like traumatized by it. I don't want them to be happy, but you know, I just want them to be okay. And
yes.
When, like, I think about that, that scares me really, really bad. I don't want them to have to go through that because it sucks.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, you're valid. It's like you want them to be strong. But then you also are, there's a part of you that's like, oh, it's going to change them forever.
Yeah. Like I picture like when it happens, the moment they find out and it just breaks my heart, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
What about you, Ramon? Do you have a deep, dark fear?
I guess if you want to go deep inside. Yeah. I mean, being someone my son doesn't look up to gets me super emotional. I just want to make him proud. You know, me being his father.
Aww. I think he's proud. Don't you think he's proud?
I mean, he says he does, but does he actually mean it?
Well, you did raise him as a Raiders fan.
Oh, these jokes, man.
I don't know.
It's Mercedes in the morning. It's Monday. That means it is time for Jerker Justified. This is when you guys send us your issues and we have people just tell you point blank, are you being a jerk or are you totally justified? And if you ever have an issue you want us to talk about, email us. Do it through our website, mix941.fm, or you can DM us on social media, Mercedes in the AM. Got this one last week. It says, good morning, guys. My name is Ronnie. I'm a longtime fan of the show. I really like Jerk or Justified. So here's my situation. I want everyone to let me know if I'm being a jerk in an argument with my brother after my 19-year-old nephew damaged some things in my house while house-sitting. So I went away for 2 weeks for work and asked my brother to look after my house for me. He agreed and said he might have my nephew stay a few nights if he can't. And I agreed. Well, my nephew decided to have a few friends stay over too. And they broke one of my flat screen TVs and my couch. My brother warned me when I got home, so I wasn't shocked when I got in the house. I figured he would have replaced everything for me before I got home, but he didn't. He told me to tell my nephew how much he owed me and he'd pay me back little by little. I felt like my brother should pay for all of this since he was the one I really left the house sitting to. Also, why should I have to wait to get paid? Let my nephew pay him back, right? Am I the jerk here or am I justified for wanting my brother to pay me back? I mean, that's just, I'd be so mad for him letting my nephew stay at my house instead. I would be so mad about that.
But it said, he did say he agreed to the nephew coming in case the brother wasn't able to.
He did. So now what? Do you think he's a jerk for wanting his brother to pay him back? Or do you think he's justified for that?
Well, Ronnie, you're justified in a sense where I would want my stuff back and you're wanting it to be replaced, but I think you're being a jerk in the sense that you're wanting the brother to pay you back right away when you need to be taking accountability as a nephew. Hey, you're 19 now, buddy. You're an adult. You gotta be paying for stuff you broke. And don't be inviting your friends. The nephew's a whole different story. But I think the nephew needs to take accountability in a sense where I broke it, I gotta buy it, and I'll pay you back.
While I agree with that, I feel like the brother, this is all the brother's fault. I feel like the brother should never have had his kid do that. And yes, I know he agreed to it, but what's he going to say? Oh, no, I don't agree to that. It's only, you know what I mean? Of course, he's like, yeah. I mean, he shouldn't have done that. So I feel like the brother's responsible for this. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Michelle, good morning. What's your take? Jerk or justified?
I think he's justified.
Justified that he should get the money back from the brother? Why do you think that?
Yes, because if I have someone take care of my home, I trust them that they're going to have everything in one piece. And I didn't agree, although I knew that my nephew was going to do it. If my brother wants to keep him accountable for the stuff he broke, then that's up to him. But I had an agreement with my brother, and I want all my money and my stuff the same way I left it.
Yeah, that's pretty logical, you would think. You're not inviting, and it's not even a rando, it's your nephew.
But yep.
Like, did you not know he was going to do that? Like, is that part of why he agreed to do it? So he could have people over to his uncle's house, you know?
Yeah, like if I was a nephew, would I want to do that? I would probably want a party too.
Yeah, why not? Jessica, hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I think he's a jerk too. Like, it just needs to be taken care of. Like, and like jerk the brother, not the one that
not Ronnie
whose house it was.
Yeah.
So, and that however it needs to be fixed is how it needs to be fixed. So whether it comes from the brother or the nephew, it just needs to be taken care of. And for the nephew to have friends over and not either run it by his dad or his uncle, that I don't know about that part.
Yeah, that, and the damage, we're not taking payment plans here. Like, it needs to be taken care of.
Okay.
Right now. What do you think, Ramon, on this one?
So, as I know the nephew's 19, but no matter how old your child is, you are always responsible for your kin. So, I mean, say the nephew says, hey, I only have 50 bucks, then the brother should pay up the rest, 200 or whatever, and then let let his nephew pay his dad back in payments. Not me. My house should be the way I left it.
I agree. And did you just use the word kin?
Yes, I was trying to sound fancy.
Okay, kin.
Oh, did I use that wrong?
Are we on Little House on the Prairie or something? Yeah. My kin. Yeah, I got my kin taking care of it.
I used it right.
You used it right. It's okay. Just I haven't heard that word in ages. It's Mix 94.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.